all days. And if you liked that, well, you'll be very happy to know that the beautiful girls will be playing at the Blues at Bridgetown in November. Look, events like that are the kinds of things that we need in the regions, and local government encourages community events because they know the importance of building and maintaining a sense of community. But some organisations are feeling that the red tape may be killing some of these events, and that local government's over-involvement may actually be negatively impacting that sense of community. Member of the Donnybrook Lions Club, Barry Green, says the Donnybrook Christmas Fair is one event under threat because it's simply become too hard.
At this stage, a decision hasn't been made, but it's very likely that that will be the case. We've run the fair since 1993. We picked it up from a road trip from Rotary, and they'd run it since 1965. When we first did it, we went to the council and said the Lions want to pick this project up, and they said, great, how can we help? Whereas now it's got the situation that to run the event, there's so much paperwork involved with all the storeholders, and it's got to the point where, you know, there's volunteers complying with the paperwork imposed by paid officers of government, and that just defies logic to me. And so we haven't got the energy for that. I think it's unnecessary. We've run the thing for 13 years without any of that, without any problems. So it's sad that this process has come about.
Why do you think it's gotten so hard this year?
Well, the process has been in place for the number of years now. Mm. Our membership, we don't have as many members as we did, and I guess part of the reason is, you know, people want to get involved in community organisations to do stuff, not to do paperwork. And it's just reached the point where, you know, if you're not getting fun out of the activity because there's so much bureaucracy involved, then it won't happen. So, which is sad.
Are we at risk of losing these sort of volunteer-driven events?
I think there is a risk. It's counterproductive thing. There's all this talk about mental health issues, and organisations like the Lions Christmas Fair, which was only ever a small event set up to originally as a fundraiser for community organisations, but as a community get-together, and it has an important place to play. But it's been killed off by this bureaucratic process, and if it does stop, it'll be hard to restart it. And, you know, I think it's really got to come from community organisations, and rather than government. Government should be encouraging that sort of thing rather than discouraging it.
Would having more volunteers help?
Volunteers will volunteer if they get something out of it and have some fun out of it. And you don't get any fun out of complying with paperwork. And, you know, this paperwork didn't used to exist. The organisation ran well without it. So the question needs to be asked, and it's a question we need to ask as a society. Why are we allowing bureaucrats and arguably, I guess, the insurance system to impose these regulations? You know, I thought we elected politicians to run the country, not bureaucrats and insurance companies.
Have you approached the local shire with your concerns?
I'm not necessarily blaming the council itself. They're applying regulations that have been imposed from above, although there does seem to be variations in the way these are administered. And I guess it's, you know, fairly typical dealing with the bureaucracy. It's hard to know quite where to go.
What would have to change for the Christmas Fair to be held again?
Well, I guess if we got somebody into the... there's a member of the Lions Club who liked filling in paperwork, well, it might happen. But unless we do, it's probably not going to happen.
Have you discussed the problem with other Lions branches as well? Is this something that they're also struggling with?
I guess it's something that gets talked about, but not talked about, if you know what I mean. Everybody says, oh, you know, this is bad, blah, blah, blah. But are we doing anything about it? Well, how do you do anything about it? And I guess, you know, I guess that's part of the value of the ABC to bring that conversation up.
Tell us a bit about the history of the Donnybrook Christmas Fair. How long has it actually been going?
Well, it started when I was a kid. The Rotary Club organised the first one, I think, was in 1965. And as a kid, it's something that, you know, we all used to look forward to the end of school year. It was originally done specifically as a fundraiser for community organisations, so you'd have the scouts, the ambulance and various other organisations have a stall to raise funds for themselves. And it evolved from that, and it, Rotary ran it till 1993, and then their numbers were declining and they decided not to run it. So the Lions Club at that stage were always took the food van along, and we just assumed it was going to run, and then we heard it wasn't. Bryce Atwood and myself went to, as Lions, went to Rotary and said, you know, would you mind if we picked it up? They encouraged us and supported us, and so we picked it up, and Lions ran it since 1993. I coordinated it for 13 years until I worked away for a while. And all that time it operated on the basis that people who wanted a stall rang me up. I made a list and we went down the night before, marked out where they were going to be and went around, and if they were private we collected $10 off them. If they were community organisations we didn't charge anything. Mm. And it worked. And we didn't have any problems. So to say that we need all this paperwork just doesn't cut it with me. You see, I think community organisations are vital. I joined Lions in 1980 in Roebourne, and the guest speaker at the meeting I joined at was an English gentleman, and he said it was great to see so many active community service organisations in Australia. He said that in the UK governments had come in and done a lot of stuff and the organisations had sort of dwindled. Now at that stage we had Rotary and Apex, and in 1983 the Lions Club was formed, so we had three community service organisations. And it seems that the more governments do, the more they kill community. And along the way, governments are getting deeper and deeper in debt, and they're trying to back out of those things. So it will return, that community organisations are going to have to return to pick up that slack, if you like, or the things won't happen. So governments should be encouraging community service organisations, not discouraging them.
That was Donnybrook Lions Club member Barry Green. What do you think? Is local government helping?